Yeah, there's a handful.
They have car shows up there. You know, they're doing a lot of events.
I don't know if they changed.
Not nearly as much as they lost the softball league. They lost a couple of leagues, adult leagues.
So, are we talking Dingman or Delaware?
He's talking from, Dingman at the moment.
From Dingman to Delaware.
Yeah, I was going to say, Delaware has, we have all these leagues. That's
yes, yeah, to. they were attempting to move to Dingman to the newer, kind of pretty much nicer facility. And
yeah, one of the...
It was frowned upon.
One of the questions might be in terms of recreation, because we haven't really reached that, but to see if there's any need for something like that, if the township doesn't have any parks, and to see if, you know, you have a lot of hiking, you have your experimental forest, you have these.
I mean, within the township,
yeah,
we don't have a lot to like the township doesn't have a lot of available.
Yeah, so
space. I mean, property is not. I wouldn't expect someone to come in to do that.
Well, I think the people in Milford Township like to avail themselves of the amenities in the broader community,
the surrounding area,
and like to enjoy the lower tax rates that we tend to have than those adjoining communities have.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they want to see the tax rate grow exponentially to fund some of those things that they may see and have available to them in neighboring municipalities. The only thing that I have had people ask me for that I have suggested they bring up in a comprehensive plan, if they really think it's that important, is a dog park, believe it or not. That's the one that people keep asking me about.
See, dog parks, I see a lot of, I don't know if you have one, but for like fire stations, they'll have like a gathering space, a pavilion to do like chicken cooks mm-hmm. around July 4th. Then that ends up, you know, not owned by the township, maybe run by them, but there ends up being a softball field for people to play on, you know, Wednesday nights and have a beer. And then all of a sudden it's the public gathering space in the downtown, Central Park for small rural communities. You don't have anything like that.
We don't have a central right downtown here in Milford Township, and you're sitting on it.
Yeah, I say that. I mean, there's a lot of these rural places, but it seems like
the center of town
is the fire hall.
The only thing that could make us unique is the use of the county property right behind us here with river access.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that's county property.
Yeah.
And I'm told that the county is looking at doing something entertainment oriented on that property, which was the first that I heard of that.
I don't know if we're really planning.
How are they going to get to it?
Yeah, we have a right of way. I wouldn't.
Yeah. You have a right of way, but it's right here.
Well, we have a right of way.
Yeah.
The road, the driveway that goes down is actually on Park Service. Ryan was down here.
Well, yeah. The river access is Park Service as well.
Yeah, the river, but I know we have a right of way when we ended up.
Oh yeah, yeah, you got the right of way right along the side.
Have you driven down there?
No,
but it ends. You got a drop off.
No, I have not.
So, yeah. Just don't go fast.
Okay.
Well, you got a lot of money getting down over there. That was the problem. It was on Park Service.
There are pockets.
There's a road now.
The way the township is geographically set up, there are neighborhoods, developments, but they're not. They're mostly not connected. Your development in Moon Valley, out from your little area of the world, up the hill, Kevin and Ray, up the hill, right? Hickory Hills, up Route 6. They're not cohesive, and there's not a common denominator among all of them, except that we all pretty much travel the state road to get, anywhere else, right? So other than coming here because this is the most heavily traveled road, there's really not a place that would be central for everybody. Not that that necessarily has to be the case. You don't really see that in Delaware either.
Are you
central? No.
Yeah, it's not central.
Actually, I mean, as an aside, Delaware Township in the last comprehensive plan wanted to have a community center. And that was a big thing. They didn't do it, and now this one they want to get rid of it completely. And people are getting the same comments you have. keep it rural, keep it small. We don't want large businesses. We sure as hell don't want warehouses. We want to keep it the way it is.
They're not going to have that problem in Delaware.
Huh?
They're not going to have that problem in Delaware.
Really? No, I'm just
saying. There's no major road access there.
I'm just saying, they're like, we want to keep it rural. I mean, you know, the Weiss they love, although it's funny, they bitch about it because it's a new business, but at the same time, the convenience, so okay, we'll tolerate it. They're happy with it. And the medical center, if it comes in, everybody wants that.
Everybody everywhere in the county just about wants that.
Well, the goal is to finally get a hospital maybe up at the jail. So they're working on that. So hoping.
Tom, who's the planner doing the comp plan in Delaware?
Thonagill.
Okay. I interviewed for it, but
I know.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, I get to compare.
Are the supervisors going to actively support the community garden still, or is that falling through?
We have had no request for anything having to do with the community garden. So they haven't come to us and said they're doing something, they're not doing something. If you're asking me if the supervisors are going to put a pocket of money aside in the budget, there isn't one now, and right now there really isn't room for one. We were vehemently telling people all through the budget season last year, this is a one and done, there's no way for us to avoid a tax increase this year. And I don't see us enhancing a tax increase for recreational opportunities. If there was a group, we would certainly encourage and allow and support other groups who were interested or volunteer groups who were interested in taking over the maintenance of it if the garden club doesn't want to do it anymore.
My point is, if you're not going to do that, this is the perfect, your side yard is the perfect size and you have the accessibility. It's the perfect place for dog park.
Yeah.
And you could keep an eye on it with your help without it being burdensome for them going somewhere else or doing whatever.
Do you have a rec board?
No.
No rec board.
We don't have anything for a rec
no
board to do.
No reason to have one.
The only thing a rec is us.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't own any parks.
Or anything.
No.
I personally
Lily Pond was the county's and
silly.
Now it's back to the state. Right? We got the Park Service, we got the county, we've got Dingman Township owning the Bridge Preserve, we've got Gray Towers, which is federal, but we don't actually, as a township, own any parks.
Okay.
Yeah. And we've had lots of requests that we should fund other people's parks with our tax dollars.
Isn't that nice?
We had Madam Morris coming over suggesting we should share in the cost of Airport Park. We have had the borough suggest that we should share in the cost of their parks because they're wholeheartedly believing, which is probably accurate, that a lot of township residents use the parks in the borough. We're happy to support township residents volunteering to assist with maintenance of those parks as volunteers, but you know, we're not volunteering our tax dollars to other communities' projects.
What's your new millage now?
We're at 12 with the ambulance.
Well, with the ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
You are low.
Yeah. Yep. Our total property tax revenue with the ambulance tax is $360,000 a year. That's it.
That's it?
We are running a very tight ship here.
Yep.
A very tight ship.
They're on the wire all the time. We need to be proud
of
our supervisors.
Are you going to be supervisor and SEO?
Yep.
Yep. And you're going to be chairman of the planning commission, too.
And sheriff.
You're busy.
Sheriff.
And emergency management.
Emergency management, yeah.
Well, you could pawn that off on somebody else.
Oh, nobody else got the qualifications. That's the only reason I'm there.
Mike Bello might be convinced to get the qualifications.
Who?
Mike Bello is a resident of the township now. He might be convinced.
Well, convince him.
I can work on that.
I got appointed when I wasn't at a meeting because I was the only one with the qualifications.
Well, there you go.
I'll try to have that conversation. Speaking of, did we happen to get an ambulance report in the email, Shauna?
So what's your experience with dog parks? Dad?
It's interesting here. I made a note. I'm going to try to, you know, summarize and create a question based on that. Because you have a lot of land, right? You have these adjacent areas where you could take a dog on a leash and maybe even let it off a leash. So it's interesting to me that
dog parks are trespassing.
Dog parks in this area, in my opinion,
which is what
stupid.
They do. They make an unofficial dog park out of the field at Gray Towers every day.
Yeah, of course. But that's what I'm saying.
The Park Service doesn't own a lot of dog parks. They have a little container on the property. I'm sorry, I'm an old rat.
That's why it's interesting. So it must be a small contingent, but I want to wrap my head around it.
You and McBride will get a long gray because they did it in Delaware.
Yeah, you shouldn't be letting your dog off.
Same wording.
Go bite somebody.
You got to know you have your own woods. What the hell do you need your dog park for?
But yeah, you could go, I mean...
If you don't have enough room on your
property,
how
many signs are there in the water gap and around these places? And I'm sure Pike County has dog licenses, right?
Yeah,
they're due up now.
That's a state thing.
Every year in January.
Well, yeah. They were just up there.
Yeah,
you wouldn't believe the number of people that are in that field letting their dog run every single day.
Now, Delaware had the same request at dog park, and Steve McBride parroted him word for word last night.
My
experience with them, though, design them all the time. They're not expensive to maintain or build.
No, they're not.
And, but, you know.
It's the liability, I imagine, is the bigger issue.
Yeah, I mean, usually you have to have a large dog park and a small dog park. You have to have unleash areas a whole bit, and...
Ours will just say, enter at your own
dogs
risk.
Fight,
people get angry.
They have them sign like waivers.
Right.
Waivers.
But you need, you only need like a quarter of an acre, though,
but
right?
But you're there.
In reality, you need, I'd say, a half an acre minimum.
Half of an acre.
But, you know, people just put them up wherever they can get them, so they tend to be small. But it's really better if, you know,
we go to
each species,
go to campgrounds a lot,
the small dogs
the
get
dog
a quarter acre,
the
big dogs get
dog
a quarter acre.
Are not big.
Some of them, you know, when you can get a full acre, it's real nice.
Some of them are the size of this room. Most of them are twice the size.
Because you can, you know, get ball drops.
A horse is probably about this size.
A whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
people spend a lot of money on dogs.
Yes, they do.
Yep.
Yes, they do. But unofficially, they're already using the field at Gray Towers for. Yeah. It's just not entirely fenced in for that.
Yeah.
I almost never walk by there that there isn't somebody.
With their dog running loose,
A lot of times, and in the afternoons, there's a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only reason they're there.
My experience is I got 16 acres and my dog only uses a half. He doesn't go that far.
No, they pick a spot and use it. That's what dogs do.
All he wants to do is run into a half acre, catch his bull and bring it back.
Well, now that we've been on that topic for a long period.
Yeah, I don't mean to throw my coat on. We can keep talking or whatever.
Ah, you can
get a lot of good information. So,
why not?
Well, we appreciate
you. Yeah, we appreciate it all the time.
Yeah, it's been good meeting you, Kevin. You brought a lot to the conversation this time around.
We're working a flyer for the June meeting.
Yep.
And a press release.
Yep.
If you want to send a press release down to the office.
Sure.
And you know, if we have something postcard size, we can make sure that we have it printed to be handed out. And we'll have to see. We're going to have a planning commission member who's probably going to be here all day. So, you know.
It's going to be awesome.
Just don't get confused.
You're going to make lots of friends.
Yeah. Fill this out. Hey, did you fill this out? Just
I lost because out of handouts? What?
Yeah, don't get confused.
Did you fill out a comprehensive
I said my worst fear is I'm going to have Nadine call me up and go, what the hell am I going to do with this questionnaire that was stuffed in the ballots? Yeah, right.
Somehow I don't think that Mr. Contreras will let any of those make their way into the
office. We can't be
just
judge,
a guess.
He can't be judge of elections.
Oh, that's right. He can't be here this time.
He cannot be judge of elections. He's
he can
out.
Be outside.
No way.
He's out.
He should be all over the county.
We'll give him the issue last election.
I'm quite aware.
Yeah. Yeah. Policeman.
I heard that two of the commissioners were here. And
yeah.
So do you want to adjourn?
Calm down.
Yeah.
Just a little question. You know, the exception for public records is the internal pre-decisional deliberations of an agency. So since Jason sends his minutes of these workshops, can I forward it to the Board of Supervisors and post it on the website, or do you consider it as an internal pre-decisional deliberation?
I think it should be sent to the supervisors.
I don't think it should be sent to the supervisors.
And now the supervisors should be made aware of what we're doing, but
not posted.
And it has been my personal opinion that transparency is better. And what I hate to have happen, that I've seen happen way too many times, is planning commissions work really hard on something for an extended period of time, and the public is completely unaware of it. And then when it gets to the point where you're turning it over and the supervisors are having a hearing, or we actually have a shovel in the ground, all of a sudden people are acting like they never had an opportunity to know about it.
So the operative question is do you object to the public seeing what you send us? No, then send.
But keep that in mind, you know.
My point was,
as you're drafting,
as you do your minutes, keep in mind everybody.
He's a lawyer, you know.
You probably have a more sensitive exposure through the Zoom recording that gets posted on the website than you do in his minutes.
Now,
that would be my guess.
My feelings on it were not everything needs to be posted.
There was emails and stuff
that's not our purview.
From any of you to the office, I don't think necessarily have to be posted.
That was our biggest.
An email from myself to the office, I don't think has to be posted.
I didn't.
An email from our attorney to the office is, you know, should be attorney-client privilege.
Right. Some of the things we get could cause public confusion.
I don't want to see that happen either.
Well,
because we're the ones that have to deal with it when they come in here and they don't understand what they're talking about. So I'd like it rather to be, they understand it, like if we see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Bob, I don't think you're going to clear that up through excluding the information to them. That's what I'm saying.
No, what I'm saying is when we're discussing it here, they get a better comprehension than when they're reading something they don't know what they're reading.
Actually, I'm thinking about this. This should be, my notes should only pertain to the comprehensive portion of this, right? So, yeah, I definitely would appreciate if some stuff was redacted. Because it could cause a lot of confusion.
Well, that's what we're trying to avoid. People getting up in arms over things that need to be a little more sensitive.
Yeah.
If that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, so. The way that you word things in a written document should always be appropriate for future consumption.
Right. And not confusing, and it's something you're okay with everybody reading.
Okay.
Be aware your stuff's being put out.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the layman's way to say it. Tom,
I mean, there's just a lot.
That should go for
I understand
communications
where you're coming
from
but that's why
the
it's
county
good we
planning
this
office
yeah.
to the township, which should come to the township.
Okay, he went over the maps and stuff, if that's what you're saying, right?
What we discussed last week was they had sent comments on the saldo. Straight to Tom because they didn't want them posted on the website.
I
don't think that our county planning board staff should be circumventing communicating through the township office for any reason.
I get the impression that they didn't want to create some embarrassment, so they were just trying to get things buttoned up quickly just for the next public preview. That's the impression.
Okay.
You know, it was so voluminous, they just thought it'd be better to go directly, because he is the author. So I think they were thinking it would just be...
Trying to straighten out the problem before
it
gets out there.
For the next review. Yeah. I understand your point, too. I get it.
There's a misunderstanding on our ends, too.
I get it.
We don't need the public looking at two different opinions, thinking that we're fighting each other. We're not. It's just different.
You have to remember one thing. I'm only planning solicitor. I'm not your...
Yeah,
I got to be careful where I step, because he asked me for something like that.
The county planning should not be assuming what we want them to do.
No.
They should just stand on what they have. So that's a whole other issue. I hope that we resolve it.
Well, you need to talk to, I mean, remember the whole...
I hope we resolve it before I have a kitten over.
Yeah, we will, because the whole goal of Pike County Planning is just to give advice and recommendations. You do not have to abide by them. Remember that.
We haven't forgotten that.
Yeah, okay, yeah. They give advice, they recommend, okay, but...
But that advice should come...
I understand.
To the appropriate officials.
I get
it. And not to third-party contractors directly.
I get it.
Oh, then just so you're aware, that map I gave you from 91,
yeah.
That is in our books as the official.
Yeah, but they said Tony's going to talk to planning and everything.
Tony has talked to planning.
Right.
And Tony has now requested all of the official documents for the 1991 changes that were adopted. And I assume he will, when he realizes that there are some beyond that, want all of those changes as well. So he wants all the documentation that township has.
Rachel, but all we wanted to do is make this simple. Get the map that they have now, it's the 91 map. That's the official map. And then we'll make the appropriate changes with what we have, which are these 15 items or whatever.
And yet
really
somehow.
Would, huh?
And yet
yeah,
somehow.
That's why I said why.
This would right. be, this is really, it's so simple, it's.
Yeah, what do you have? Okay, we're okay with that.
The conversation.
Now we want to change it.
The that's conversation
well,
that.
Well,
we don't have a starting point.
A list of
no,
comments
yeah.
from the county planning office about the map that was adopted in 1991. So it,
yeah, but they can't go back that far. And
well, especially since we made more changes in 1999 that they're not even looking at.
But
or there could
Mr.
be a conflict between the two.
I don't
so.
Think that Mr. Mrzynski was even in the office in 91, was he?
No.
Yes, I would guess that
Rachel,
he was.
Rachel, the issue, which Tony pointed out.
No, I don't,
they
no,
made,
I don't think that was...
I don't think he ran the office. I think it was probably Peter.
Peter, yeah.
But Mike
was
there.
I was solicitor the first time in those couple of years. It was Peter.
But I think Mike was there.
But his question... Well, I don't know if he was... But Peter was running it.
Yeah.
But they made,
there. Michael was
not
there.
They made current changes
yeah.
to that map they gave me.
Yeah.
But
that's
not
the 91 map, because on it they already had the Pinchot property as low growth, and that's something we were just talking about changing, and then Pinchot decided not to change it.
Rachel, I would suggest you sit down with him, with one or both of them, and bring, if you have to, bring Tony with them, and just hammer it out. And get Michael to straighten it out, because
well,
the plan was 91 is approved and then go from there.
Bob, you've been up there
three
times now?
Yeah, keep going.
Kevin was up there.
But the last time I talked to him, you guys thought you had it resolved.
Yeah, they did.
Yep.
And then...
And Mike agreed. I said, Mike, I want the 91 map the way you have it approved as the official map.
Yeah.
Done exactly like that. He said, well, that would make sense. That's
well,
his exact words to me.
And we don't want comments on that.
Yeah.
Well...
I wasn't told it was going to be comments. What I was told, you have to follow procedure. Even though we made the map for you, you got to send it back to us for a review. I said, okay, that's what I got to do.
But those
and there seems to be discrepancy about whether that map needs to be signed by the supervisors to be official or not. Because Tony is saying
but
it does
it
not.
Goes,
if the ordinance is signed
with,
and the map is attached to the ordinance, that the map itself doesn't need to be
he's
signed.
Right.
So.
But with all due respect,
right on that.
But the county planning office
I agree. I don't think
agree.
Anybody disagrees with that. But the point is if they've had that since 1991, and they had an issue with it not being signed, and they haven't brought that up until now,
well,
that's
they didn't
their
even know
problem.
They they didn't even know they had it.
That's no. their problem.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
somebody's got to shove yeah. it down their throat.
I mean. If you don't want to hang around for this, you know.
This is pretty interesting.
He's being entertained at this point.
All right, this is the ordinance signed. I went to send it to them just so they would have it. And I saw it when I went to send it to them that I already sent it to them before they made the map.
Right.
So they had the signatures.
Right, on the ordinance.
So I didn't send it again.
The person who needs it now is Tony.
Well, this is what I'm going to give Tony. I'm going to give it to you. I got another copy.
Yeah, you gave me a number of them. And
yeah, I didn't give you all this. This is something me and Mike went over the other day. And
we all acknowledge that we have an issue with this and that we need to make a new map. So let's just, we wanted to make a baseline, and then we're more than willing to make the new map. We're ready to do that.
Well, yep.
Yeah, I think we should at least go for the baseline being the
91.
Last official changes that were made by the township. So it should include 1999 and not just be going back to 1991, because now we're going to have...
They're not willing to do that.
We're going to have two...
I don't have all the paper.
If they're looking at the signed ordinance documents as the reference point, then they should be willing to do that, because we're going to have a mismatch again.
They're not even willing to accept that.
First of all, I don't have all the information from 99 yet. I'm still working on that.
Right.
But if it didn't get sent to the county, they're not going to acknowledge it for the 99 map.
Yeah, I think the plan was to accept 91 and then go make all the changes one more time. I said,
if I find all the stuff,
second amended map.
If I find all the stuff was done properly, I give it to them. They make the changes. They agreed with that.
Yeah, but I think then we'd have to do if we can get them to agree to 91, that's the baseline. Then he's going to do everything. We're going to do all the changes at once back to Mike and say, Mike, here's all the changes that occurred up until the present. You can make comment, but this is what we did.
And then have a hearing.
Second amended map and a hearing.
Right. Well, I think we're going to have a problem with the first map only because I believe that the zoning officer's been using the 1999 version of activities at the township in his advice that he's been giving and his, you know, his process. And so if we're now adopting a map that repeals, that goes back before that, all of those changes, and we're saying this was our baseline.
Okay, then
right?
Then,
we're going to have a legal problem.
Okay, then get the zoning officer to give us the map that he has been giving advice off of, and we'll make that the base map.
If the county planning will accept that, I mean,
well,
it all hinges on
they're
that.
Gonna,
I don't think it's a GIS based map that he was working off of. I mean, I think it was one of these hand colored maps.
The one that I got into it with him was the 86 map, not the 99 map. That's what was up on the wall. And I took that down because I went to the 91, because that's what I did the whole time I was here.
So which one's he using, 86 or 99?
No, I think he's using 1999. The only property he came to us with an issue about was Don Quick's property. He said, I can't tell from this map which side Don Quick's property goes on, because it's not down to that level of detail. And he said, there were two properties, and I think they were both right in that area of Don Quick's property. And he came to us saying that. He came to us saying, this map doesn't have the level of detail for me to see which zone this is supposed to go in.
Well, that's when you go into the records and take a look at what was done. That's what I had to do with the same property.
But 99 isn't an official map?
I don't gather that we had a map drawn in 1999 or that Vi personally colored a map in 1999. That may be the disconnect. Now, Tony's thought was that whoever wrote the ordinance may have had the map that was supposed to go with the ordinance, which they thought was maybe not Tom, and at that time might have been Carson, but they weren't sure.
But I think that the planning is saying that that stuff was never submitted to them.
This is making my brain.
The county office,
for comment. Our office doesn't have it either. Does this township have the 99 map?
No, I didn't see it yet. I'm still in that.
You got to go look. Sorry, I'm not trying to pain the ass, but that's the answer.
Well, you're lucky I went and got this
the other day. Your retirement job, right?
No, that's the answer. Okay. You got to see if it exists.
We still have an open meeting, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask the secretary to write a letter to Mr. Bowles to produce to this board the map that he is using to give advice to the applicant. And I'd like that done forthwith, like tomorrow morning. Is that acceptable to the rest of the board?
Yeah, that's why we got time to go over.
You made, there's no motion with workshops. So. Okay, just go ahead.
Well, okay.
But just do it.
That's right, workshop. We can't make a motion.
But just a request.
You can make a request.
I was going to say, just a request.
Yeah, make a request.
Is that agreeable to the rest of the board members?
Yep.
Sure.
I'm good with it.
But yes. You should also, Bob, check and see what the hell we have in our records.
Please, write a letter to Mr. Rolls right away.
See what our records show.
Please see that we get a copy of the letter that was written.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Yeah, not just the
I'm getting there. I got part of it.
He's swimming through the mountain.
He's going through the mountain. I'll
draft the letter and fax it to you. How about that?
It doesn't. That's not something you just, it's real simple.
This?
Ask Mr. Bowles to present to the Planning Commission prior to their next meeting the map that he's using to give advice to applicants.
I think I have that unofficial map.
No, we need it from him.
Not you. They want him to provide it.
The reason they want him to provide it, Sean, is because he's the one giving the advice. So they want to make sure it's the exact thing that he's referencing.
Right. It's from him saying it's his map, not you. Because then he could say, oh, no, that's not the right.
Yeah, no, we're not getting, this is what this whole thing has been.
Yeah,
he said, she said, let's have the map that Mr. Bowles is using. Simple.
So far, the ordinance book showed 99 just zoning changes, no map change.
Right. That's the problem.
That's the problem.
Say that again?
It showed zoning changes, but no map change.
Okay, great.
That's why I'm pushing for the 91, because I can't find a map. I wouldn't have had a map on 91 except Bernice.
How many changes happened after 99 to the present?
Quite a few.
And so, really,
zoning changes, not
all of that documentation lined up and provided to get a map that's current.
No, I agree with that, but the goal, what we had agreed to, made sense to me, find a base, and then we go back to Mike and say, Mike, here's all the other changes. This, we're going to go through a public hearing to show why now this is the final map based on all those changes. But the base was 1991.
Right.
You just threw a wrench into it when you said, hey, Tom, but he's using 1999, so for those few months, or the way this progresses, a year, 1991 is the map. He's got to follow that, but that's not what he really followed from what 1999. Is there a significant difference? I don't know.
Right.
But if there is, that creates a problem.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
And right.
And that was how this conversation went kind of backwards like that, because when the Planning Commission presented the first map to the supervisors, Sean came in and said, there are over 100 changes on this map from the map that we've been working off of. That I as your zoning officer have been working off of, and therefore these 100 property owners all have to be notified if we're going to adopt this map. And that was the first map that planning brought to us, and that's where this conversation has kind of gone back to.
But you 52 of those changes were Hickory Hills, which we found
right,
out later on was a mistake that I made coloring it in commercial.
Well, Latches, Dr. Latches, if that map was
not even going to be Dr. Latches, because I have it in writing. She colored it wrong.
But if that's what was adopted.
No, that's not what was adopted.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to go over with you right now. She wrote in there that Hickory Hills was made commercial, but she also wrote the lot numbers. Three lots in the middle of Hickory Hills, which you couldn't do because it would be spot zoning.
It was supposed to be the three lots that fronted on Route 6.
No, it wasn't Hickory Hills at all.
No, she's right. It was supposed to be the ones.
The three lots on the Twin Lakes.
On the
what
road.
She did after
on the Twin Lakes Road.
It was
Twin Lakes.
She was supposed to color left to right. She colored from top to bottom.
Okay.
That's literally what she did.
No, she went right in the center.
Well, no, the coloring you showed me actually is all of Hickory Hills. The numbers were those three maps, so she didn't even get that right.
Yeah, well, okay. But we have, but that wasn't even the change, because we have in the meeting of minutes, the two ID parcels that were changed were the two that Litzenberger owned, but the map that Vi had at the time, which was this map, doesn't have those parcels subdivided yet.
Yeah, but she did. But she colored from, instead of left to right, she colored top to bottom. I'm making it simple, but that's what she did.
What do you mean top to
bottom? No, you showed me. Left to right was what she should have colored, but she went down this way. And then somehow, because of that, she marked these three lots, which you're right.
Oh, yeah.
That's all.
But they're in the middle. They're not even by Route 6.
But that's because she cited the lot numbers. The map coloring was pretty much all of Hickory Hills, wasn't it? We're arguing two different things. The ordinance doesn't even match up with what she colored.
See,
And she went, that's what she did.
Well, I mean, either way, like,
so.
These are the two that were changed in 91.
Okay.
Okay. Lutzenberger owned both of these. But on the map that Vi had, this was all one piece of property. It doesn't show the subdivision. So she took this one and this one.
Yeah, but like I said, what she did is instead of coloring here and here, she colored here and here.
Right, but this subdivision line wasn't there.
Right.
This was all one piece of property. So she went here and here, which right. colored she went.
It's a moot point.
That she was looking
okay,
for
now
two.
I know
what
you're yeah,
she,
you got
she
it.
Was looking for two, yeah. and really there was
I couldn't
was already,
figure out how you meant those three properties were up
she
and down.
She went down instead of here when she colored. But her
but
ordinance...
These,
list the two
yeah,
proper
list
ones.
List these two proper
except,
ones.
But then she also lists down here three little lots, which I don't understand how we did that. So she just was sloppy.
She didn't have a good map that showed her matched up the actual mapping with the parcel numbers.
But that's my whole
with
point.
With the tax map numbers.
Let's get the map.
Yeah, that's for you. That's all everything I could get out of the ordinance.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, it was an error, but it's we need to get a map here.
Yeah.
And then the next step is the wellhead thing. Why do we need this map to do the wellhead if you have the overlay?
We don't.
Do we agree we can pass the wellhead thing, or at least?
That's a conversation the whole board would have to have. The map was an important part of moving forward with that.
The
feeling was
map,
you had to
the
have
the zoning map or the lake?
The
lake.
Zoning map Can't in order it. To have the overlay. If Can't you didn't have it. The underlying zoning map, then how could you have the overlay?
Yeah, but the zoning, why did
that?
That makes no sense.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that makes no sense.
I told you.
Because all it is where all it is the watershed protection. It's got nothing to do whether it's commercial, residential, low growth, or anything like that. It serves a different purpose.
It serves a different purpose up to the extent that you get into what zone are you in impacts what uses you're allowed to have. So if you don't have the map that shows you what zone you're in, to have an overlay over that makes extra complications to that becomes a mismatch. That was the impression.
The properties are on the overlay.
So no,
it's just not telling you what zone.
It's right. as simple as if the overlay affects properties that certain parties don't like, then it's not going to get passed. It's got nothing to do with the ordinance or not. So let's just call it what it is. So, okay, so we have to do one before the other.
In my opinion, and I'm just going to put this out there, the watershed protection is already done. We're just waiting for it for the other map to pass. It's not like we need to work on that anymore.
No, it's already up to the superway.
It's already there. So that's already done once the map...
But there is one change coming in it, and I don't know if they got it yet. Tom was doing the change that said... The wellhead protection, 1,000 feet. The
Dollar General.
The surveyor or the engineer.
Yeah, the developer has to verify the distances in the field.
Right.
That
right,
takes
yeah,
the
but the
liability.
Map itself, that's language. The map itself.
Yeah, but I'm just
the map
saying
itself is not going to change.
I want to make sure that language is in there when they approve it.
I haven't seen any revisions come back on that ordinance in an extended period of time.
And I just talked to him last week and he was going to try and get it to the ASAP.
It sort of froze up top once you said you needed both maps. That was my recollection.
Right. Well, I think it froze because they were waiting for the county planning. I think also there was a level of priority that the supervisor saw that if, you know, the conversation about the first, the main zoning map being accepted and approved and, you know, clear, had a higher priority than an overlay map, especially if you're overlaying it. Part of it, too, was that the map that was last approved didn't have the same zones as the current ordinance has. So you had the conservation section in the one that was approved on the map, and you didn't have that on the zoning today. So you have the LG instead. And they weren't entirely the same, like it wasn't 100% one became the other. That was my understanding. So they were looking for a clean base map that everyone recognized as being official in order to then add an overlay over top of it. And, you know, Tony has been 100% that he, you know, isn't a fan of overlay zones and, you know, finds it to be extra complicated. But we wanted the public, when they come out to comment on the ordinance, to be able to tell where they fall in the map, so they know how it impacts them or doesn't impact them.
But this overlay, just for my 2 years here, is crucial because how it ties into the north of water. This isn't just an overlay for something simple. It's an
this
overlay.
This is how the entire conversation started, yeah.
I'm just saying, this overlay is really important for your town, in this particular one.
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, okay.
And the map, I had only just seen the map that Bob brought in and then said, hey, no, we're not looking at these maps today, but, you know, table it. So it was tabled.
Because to me, if we ever allow something that impacts on these streams, we may never be able to correct it.
That's the way water works.
Right. That's why that's crucial.
Now, he should have been working off the 86 map because the discussion that me, him, and Penny got in when I took the map off the wall and put the 91 back up was that Pike County Planning only approved the 1986 map as the official map. No other maps were ever approved. So I actually gave him another copy of the 86 map so he could work off that.
The 86 map, which has conservation... Right. As a district, which doesn't exist in our ordinance today.
Right.
That's already...
Now, on the 86 map, in defense, a lot of the properties were commercial that got changed to residential later on. So if he issued commercial from then, those properties, a lot of the ones he's talking about, are commercial and got to get changed back. But they were changed, but not... as far as the official 91 map. That's the problem we're having. And I haven't been able to find exactly where they were changed. I found comments to it, but I haven't found an official hearing that where it was changed yet.
So, but fundamentally, as a legal...
How come only now is it becoming such a... I mean, unless in 91...
It started
like
with...
31 years.
It started what with happened? Sean coming to the supervisor saying, this map is not clear. There are two properties that I can't tell what zone they were on. So okay. We went from there back to the to
this
county.
This actually started when the maps disappeared. That's when it all first started.
Okay, let's go. Right,
never mind.
Let's just start over again. Start over again. Here's my question. If we don't have an official map.
Tony already said we do. I asked him that the other night. He said, we have an official map. It's in our book.
Okay. So then whatever that considered to be that official map, then is he going to give us a copy of that?
What, can I ask which one is that?
The 91. That's the one I found in the ordinance book with that paperwork. What I just handed you is what was in that book.
That then contradicts your...
That's your turn.
Yeah.
But that contradicts your concern, because 91 doesn't match up with 99.
Right, this has conservation district on it, which doesn't exist in the ordinance today.
Very simple.
And, I mean, when you look at this map, tell me you can pick out individual parcels. That's the biggest part of the problem.
But
that's the 91 map?
Yeah, that's the 91 map. That's the one they found in up in Pike County Planning, but they found it in grayscale, not colored in, with just everything on it. And it still said Conservation District.
Because they just didn't have the technology
to
make something entirely new.
We gotta simplify this somehow. Is there an official map or isn't there?
Well, he said yes, according to Tony 91.
Okay, so then then if we see what Mr. Bowles
But planning is saying no, right? Because they're
saying... The township will never, ever say that there is not an official zoning map.
And I understand, and I understand the reasoning behind that. And I understand that. But all we want to do is see that. Then we can make a presentation to you so that you can change whatever it is so that you have a new official map. And the biggest problem with that is they don't want to post the number of properties that's necessary to do that. Well, that's too bad. That's the enforcement officer's job.
Well, the initial discussion was as if it's an entirely new map for the entire township. Then it's not necessary to post properties because it's all new.
Right.
Tony did not agree with that perspective.
That's right. That's why we were going to do it that way, but he didn't agree that whatever we change has to be posted. So all I'm saying is, let's have the map that has been given advice on, and we'll make another map. And you have the hearing. Let's get this over with.
For a year.
Right. So
that,
Mr.
But that
Bowles,
is in fact what Bob and Kevin have been trying to do for a year.
When did we change conservation and low growth? What year was that?
That was the 91.
That is in the books, and I'll pull that out because they did have a hearing on that.
Is that in 91?
Is that 91?
No, if Mr. Bowles
no, it wasn't 91.
If Mr. Bowles is giving advice on a map, I'm certain our solicitor is going to agree that that's the official map. So now we have an official map, and let the solicitor work out whatever the little details are with that with Mr. Mazinski. We'll figure out what changes have to be made.
But I'm not the solicitor, but that's
not crazy. You.
It's Tony.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's
he meant Tony.
Oh, okay.
He meant Tony.
So let me ask this question. What if we took the 91 map, we blew it up and had it transparent, took the map that... Mr. Bowles has been using, blew it up, had a transparent, overlaid them both, would you not be able to go ahead and see everything? The original map, the places that...
The original map doesn't matter, Patrick. That's the problem. What we need is the official map.
That's what I'm talking about,
and then
the official map.
Then we need to determine what is actually happening on the ground between... From the official map to what's actually happening on the ground will be the new map that you have to have the hearing for. It's really simple if we have those two things.
Okay.
So we need to...
Yeah, I think your problem though, Patrick, with the overlay is based on what you're telling me, it's not detailed enough. The overlay won't help.
Well, that's why...
If I blow this up, I still can't tell according to you, right?
If our zoning officer has been giving advice on the map,
I want to see the map. And then if there's things that are not distinguishable, then he'll have to come and tell us what advice he would give us on that particular piece of
property. If we could find the original map.
We can sort this out.
See, that we used to have two maps here. That map that Vi colored in and a map underneath it that wasn't colored in had all the original character to it. So you could see everything and what it was.
Yes.
And that... At one point, both maps disappeared.
Doesn't matter.
This is where I'm just explaining to Tom how it started.
Right.
But so. That map I found, or was that the one? Yeah, that's the one.
I think the next one that gets adopted is going to be in a locked case on this wall.
I'm going to get tattooed on my ass.
I'd make 100 copies and put them all over the place. That's what I'd do. I'd put them all over.
You go for a new tattoo every time
new
I change?
New wallpaper?
Yep. Yeah, wallpaper. Really. Yeah. Yeah. Then we can screw around. I understand by you might want a map. I get it. I understand.
It's going to screw up the tattoo I have there now, though. I have a tattoo of a beagle jumping in my asshole.
I can tell you that when the supervisor said we needed a map, Tom, we didn't anticipate that we would still be talking about needing a map a year later.
A year later.
Right? I mean, that was not the intent, to delay it a year by asking for the map. We did not expect that it would be a conversation that would turn into...
Well, who the hell knew? There's no map.
A swamp there.
Well, but this is... This is an issue that was brought up by Mr. Bowles.
No, I got...
And originated there. And And we've had this and haven't been able to resolve it. So he needs to produce to us the map that he's given advice on, and we'll take it from there.
Sounds good. And if we need to have a joint meeting.
Hey, let's adjourn. Some of these guys got to get to work early and.
We're going to have to figure out.
We're running over and didn't realize we're having so much fun. Yeah, making a motion. We split.
Adjourn?
Adjourn, yeah.